Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As a rascal is bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeff Erickson. He's the CEO and the founder of Ruby Ride, which is a membership-based transportation provider specializing in scheduled local regular trips on a recurring revenue model. So you're like, welcome back, Jeff. You're like Uber, but not like Uber.
Well, we're in cars, so we're like Uber. We're in the same space, right?
I like that. So, and so, forgive me. I only use the word Uber. In fact, before you got here, Jeff, I said Uber has become the Frigidaire of your industry.
Oh, it is.
Right?
Sure.
Because when you think of, I mean, many people don't know anything about peer-to-peer ride or ride sharing. They just know Uber, right? Because that's the the term. But Ruby Ride, Uber is an app-driven business model. I've got the app on my phone when I go to New York or Washington or wherever. I can see where the cars are by going to the app on my phone. But that's a one-off. I get in the car and I get out of the car and I'm done with them. I don't have to worry about Uber anymore. Yours is a subscription based. Tell us about this.
Right. So we looked at the transportation. Like I said before, I was interested in transportation because it's a systemic problem. You know, there are surveys and polls out there that close to 15 to 20% of the population, even in low density cities like Phoenix, would love to have a better way to get around than driving themselves. So it's not everybody by all means, but it is a significant portion. But the reality is that 98% of all trips are in private cars, or in people's own private cars.
Right.
And so there's a gap there. There's a market that's not being served. And then you look at taxi cabs and even Ubers and Lyfts in Phoenix. All of those together add up to well under 1% of all transportation,
right,
all trips.
A lot of room.
So there's a lot of room. It's a huge market, and it's, you know, by our calculations, if we were to capture 10% of the market, just that's way beyond our goal. But just as an example, that's about $2 billion a year,
right,
in revenues.
Right.
So, you know, it's a giant industry.
So tell us about how your model works.
So our model is really, we looked at how people use their cars and what people need them for, and we realized that the vast majority of trips are short trips. They're going to the grocery store, they're going to local restaurants, they're taking their kids to school.
Right.
They're doing things that are near where they live.
Going to church.
Which, yeah, exactly. It's the local community kind of trips. But if you're in a situation where you have to have a car to get to groceries, which is the case in most American cities, then you have to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of trying to solve the getting to work trip, which is what buses are for, that's really their motivation. We set out to solve the local grocery store trip, and let's make it easy to do the local quick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what you realize when you do that, you have a whole lot of short trips that actually don't cost very much to serve.
Right.
So it doesn't cost me much to take somebody to the grocery store, especially if I've got other customers that are doing the same thing, and
But if I wanted to do business with you, how would I do that? With Uber, I give them my credit card. They have it on file. I never. All I do is decide how much to tip them. I don't.
Right.
I get in and I get out, and I'm done. With you guys, it's subscription based. So how does that work?
Right. So yeah. So with us, you'll sign up in the area that you're in. And right now, we're serving a few core areas. Like I said, we're serving Sun City. We're serving downtown Phoenix. We're serving Tempe. And in those areas, like you said, you just sign up. Now, the difference is, because we've got an enduring, ongoing relationship, the nature of our relationship tends to be we offer more service. So you can schedule trips in advance. You can schedule recurring trips.
Right.
You can say, hey, come get me every morning at 7:45 to take me to work.
If
you can't do that with...
Right. No, you can't. But in your case, though, what if I have something that's impromptu, it's spur of the moment?
Sure. Well, we take care of that, and we, you know, our system is really There's much more of a...
Is there a monthly fee for this? Do I sign up for a level? Or how does it work?
Well, we will eventually get into that. We're still a pretty small business, and so we're focused on keeping things simple and figuring out the basics.
All right, how do I pay you though, Jeff?
You put it on a credit card or do an ACH, and it goes through every month, and it's done. And then if there's
whatever I use you at the end of the month is whatever I get billed for.
No, actually, it's a fixed subscription base, so it's kind of an all you can eat.
And how much is that?
So in the downtown area, it's $2.99 a month.
Okay,
and you get transportation. So that's you know, particularly your time. Parking time,
right.
All the
and no turn downs, no denial of service for $2.99.
We just take care of you.
Yeah. And these are vehicles that you've tested. People you've tested.
These are our vehicles. So we own the vehicles.
Most of Uber's vehicles are owned by the drivers.
Right, and that's
one of the big differences.
Gotten them in trouble from a regulatory standpoint.
Well, I've only got 30 seconds. This regulatory thing, are you having any regulatory issues like Uber is?
No, well, because we're actually technically a limo company. We're able to get past that.
So you're able to avoid the controversy, a lot of it, aren't you?
Yeah, we avoid
because you have a business, you have an ongoing business relationship. This is not a one-off type of thing.
Exactly.
So that's how your model is different and how you're avoiding the controversy that Uber is in the middle of right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Especially Europe. Europe's got it in for Uber, it seems.
Oh, yeah. Well, any place that there's change, change is difficult.
RubyRide.co, right?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you very much.
See you next time.
Great show.
Thank you. Quick break, bye-bye. 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.